When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
And what a week it was. Heather, 5-2 last week, building on her 13-game lead now. John went 1-6. I went 1-6. Tom, not much better, 2-5. Greg, 3-4. Pretty brutal all around. Let's get into it.
All right, college football playoff starts tonight. Notre Dame, a 7.5-point favorite as they host Indiana. Jim, let's start with you.
Yeah, let's start with me. I love the quote from Kirk Cignetti. He said, "I hope it snows 1.5 feet. We have a Canadian quarterback." Here's the problem. I don't think they're going to get it done. They struggled against Ohio State and Michigan. That's my concern. Give me touchdown, Jesus.
Yeah, the two defenses that they've played, just they haven't been able to materialize that many points. And I really like Notre Dame. And I shouldn't have said that. I take that back. I like Notre Dame in this spot here at home with a good defense. I think they will cover.
Stoney.
Believe it or not, I think Notre Dame's going to win and win easily because I think they're better on both sides of the ball. Cignetti, though, he does have experience in these tournaments doing it with James Madison, so it's not completely foreign to him. And, you know, you look at Indiana, the struggle with Michigan, the only good teams they've played really is Michigan, and they're not even that good, obviously, and Ohio State, and they got hosed.
Let's go to Heather Park, who forgot about the picks until 5:59 this morning.
I did. So I'm going to go like creepy mascot route, I think, this time. And between the two, Indiana doesn't even have one, I don't think. And the leprechaun's pretty creepy, so I'm going with Notre Dame.
This is the person winning, guys.
Well, at least we took the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's go to John Jansen.
Oh, boy.
All right, another one for Notre Dame. Finally, someone has to travel north all the way from Bloomington, Indiana. Notre Dame. Game number two. Penn State hosting Southern Methodist University. More religion in our college football. Penn State's favored by 8.5. Gov.
You know, SMU really struggles to stop anything. And Penn State, I know James Franklin, big games, but that'll wait till the next round. I'm going to cautiously take the Nittany Lions.
I'm going to take the Nittany Lions as well because they got, like 500 yards or something against Oregon. They'll get 800 yards against SMU, and Eric Dickerson and Craig James are not walking through that door.
Yeah, I also have to take Penn State because the Lion is got to be one of their creepiest mascots I've ever seen, right? It is. So Penn State.
It's like a bad Halloween costume.
It really is.
Let's go to John.
He's going with the Mustang, which is a cool helmet, by the way.
It is.
Stoney, loving the helmet again. Big game James strikes again. I'll take the ponies.
Yeah, this is a pinch your nose special. SMU's the 11 seed, so does this count as a top 10 opponent for James Franklin? Because he does well when he doesn't play the top 10 teams.
Right.
SMU has turnover issues. Penn State ran it well against Oregon. They carry that over at home in 30-degree weather. Pinch your nose, Penn State.
The eyes of Texas will be upon Darrell K. Royal Memorial Stadium. Number five, Texas, 11.5-point favorite, welcoming in the Clemson Tigers. Stoney.
I was never a big Texas fan as a kid. I hated the whole hook 'em horns thing. But as you guys know, there's something about Clemson's coach. I'm going to take Texas.
Well, I'm going to take Clemson because their tiger is also creepy, but I like the little paw print, so Clemson.
Heather, he is creepy. The eyes, they're bugging out.
He's creepy.
Let's go to John. All right, so I'm guessing that's a tiger, but it's the only big cat sound that we have in the system today. Look, Clemson, badass team in the ACC. Out of conference? Yeesh. Texas.
Yeah, while I don't fully trust Texas, Clemson 0-2 against the SEC this year with very little offensive production. Give me the Longhorns.
Yeah, this is a tough game to pick here. I'm going to go with Dabo because he's got national championship experience, and I almost refer back to last year. Texas should have won that game against Washington and played Michigan in a national championship game. And I know Sark's been a little wishy-washy in big games as well. I'm going to go with Clemson just because of the. I think it's a lot of points.
Final college football playoff game this weekend. Ohio State, 7.5-point favorites at home against the Tennessee Volunteers. Heather Park.
Okay, so you've got Smokey the Dog or you've got Brutus Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
Of the two, Brutus Buckeye is creepier, so I'll go with Ohio State.
John Jansen, what you say you? You were 3-1 against Ohio State. John is going with the Buckeyes. What better way to pick a game than with purely distilled spite Vols?
Tennessee's got a run game. We know that can be the kryptonite for Ohio State. Steal Michigan's formula. They got a good D-line against a banged-up OSU offensive line. Give me Tennessee. Rocky Top.
Defense travels. I'm going with the Vols.
Right, I'm going to take Ohio State here. I'm going to trust Ryan Day to get this thing right for 1 week. I know I just said that, and you can use that in a replay next week. But I'm going to go with Ohio State.
What happened? Heather, we got to Heather already, so let's go to the NFL. Vikings, 3.5-point favorites as they go to the Pacific Northwest. Their turn. Vikings are 3.5-point favorites. They're taking on the Seahawks. I'm fighting very hard between what I want for the Lions and picking emotionally. Seahawks. Jim.
Seattle's off a bad loss, bounce back spot. Geno's healthy. K9's healthy. Vikings got to travel west on a slightly shorter week. Give me the 12th man.
Everything Jim said.
Stoney.
Ditto. Adding Zach Charbonnet in the mix. Seahawks.
I think y'all know who I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick the Vikings.
John.
Oh, no.
John's Heather's the only one.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
No.
Great.
Your all people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Eagles travel to our nation's capital. They're 3.5-point favorites as they take on the Commanders, Jim.
I feel like the Eagles are a level above on the line of scrimmage. Commanders' run defense gets them in trouble. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I think the Eagles will win this game, but I feel like it's going to be a field goal type game. Washington really, really needs this game to kind of just secure things up with the playoff because all of a sudden Atlanta potentially could get into the wild card race and they play next week. I think Washington keeps it close and they've had a history of playing Philly pretty close.
I love the home dogs, so give me the Commanders and the points.
And give me the Eagles.
John! Sounded a lot like the Falcon, but once again, only bird sound effect we got. I will take the Commanders. They're getting back to being that scary team. They hang with the Eagles, Manders.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Finally, Lions travel to the Windy City. They are 6.5-point favorites playing the Chicago Bears. Gov.
Yeah, Bears are on a short week, too. They played Monday night at Minnesota. They look lifeless. You know, DJ Moore hinted at the he's looking forward to vacation in the offseason. And I think the Lions here are they're just going to really dig deep. I don't know if they're going to look all that great, but I expect something like 23-10.
I look for a backdoor cover by the Bears. I love home dogs, always have. So, gee, it's going to be the stereotype. Lions to win, Bears to cover.
How come you don't believe?
You know what? I think it's going to be a really close game. So I'm going to choose the Bears.
John, what do you got? Urgency will not be an issue. I can promise you that. That's what Dan Campbell said to us this week. He said something similar after the loss in Carolina in 2022. The next week, they clobbered the Bears. Mm-hmm. History repeats, Lions.
Lions are thinking moldy bread. DJ Moore's thinking vacation. They are not the same. Lions roar, Lions roll. And those are the picks. It's 97.1.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.